Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I know you're all going to go mad.
Ah, oh, Boylan, talking about the bleeding welfare again, are you?
Well, I think there's good reason to talk about it because a report is just out and I need to talk about it. And a prominent campaign, of course, as you know, was launched by Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, encouraging the public to report cases of suspected fraud 2 years ago. But that was overturned, of course, by the lefties who went mad and said, you can't be turning people against each other and reporting crimes like that. That's not fair. But during his campaign, the Taoiseach and leadership of Fine Gael, then Minister, of course, of Social Protection, Mr. Varadkar, launched a Welfare Cheats, Cheat All of Us campaign, which encouraged people to act as whistleblowers and report suspected social welfare problems. It seems Leo may have been right about something after all, and I'm not one to give him too much credit, but there is a growing amount of dishonesty when it comes to social welfare claims. Now, let's be clear. Some of the overpayments that I'm going to talk about are genuine mistakes, but in most cases, the claimant would be well aware that they're not entitled to the particular payment that they're getting, but they're still happy enough to accept it anyway. But let me read out some of these. This is the report by the Daily Mail under the Freedom of Information Act. An astonishing 15.2 million in payments were made to 764 dead people last year alone. So 764 people who were dead got payments last year on an ongoing basis, which amounted to 15.2 million euro. Now, you could argue that if your husband or your daughter or son or somebody belongs to you dies, the first thing you deal with is the funeral, the next thing you deal with is the grief, and I can understand all that. You know, ringing up the Department of Social Welfare is not your first priority to say, listen, you need to stop his payment or her payment or his pension or whatever it happens to be. But at some point, while you're collecting it, you must be saying to yourself, well, the person's dead. I shouldn't be collecting this payment anymore. If it's a carer's payment or whatever it happens to be. A lot of them would be, say, for somebody might be caring for somebody and you're getting a carer's allowance and then the person dies, but you continue to collect the allowance. Those sort of things are your responsibility. Now, you could argue it's the department's responsibility to find out. In one particular case, somebody had died at 78 years of age. And not till the person was 100, or supposed to be 100, when the government pays out that, you know, that amount of money they pay out when you reach 100 years of age in this country, did they find out the person was actually dead. But somebody was claiming a payment for them for nearly 20 years. I suppose the revelation emerged from the new report that found that the state is owed over 473 million euro. That's a half a billion euro for the Department of Social Protection made thousands of welfare overpayments for several years. And the report on the Department of Social Protection compliance and anti-fraud strategy covering 2014 to last year reveals that welfare fraud is a major challenge. Efforts are still being made to fully recover 15.2 million paid to 764 dead people. However, 3 million is still outstanding. And the report commissioned by the department also reveals that overpayments of benefits in individual cases amounted to 107 million, 107.9 million throughout last year alone. In one case, a claimant was claiming disability allowance for 2 years despite living abroad. As a result, the claimant was overpaid 12,000. Which is currently being repaid. A 1 year jail term was imposed on a person who continued to claim job seekers allowance 4 years after they actually found a job. And this report was due to be launched next week and has been seen, of course, by the Irish Mail on Sunday. Details that last year, over 742,000 control reviews were carried out. That 742,000 people had their payments reviewed because of some sort of discrepancy, which yielded savings of over 556 million. Last year, over 81 million in overpayments were recovered and more than 430 cases of suspected fraud and other offences were considered for prosecution. Legacy debts of 41 million were raised in 2010 and in earlier years that they were written off. In other words, what happens is if they don't get the money in a certain period of time or they can't get the money, they just write it off. Now, despite the write-off, however, the report reveals that at the end of December 2018, customer debt, now listen to this one, right? This is at the end of December 2018, only 6 months ago, or 7 months ago. Customer debt was valued at 474 million in respect of 152,000 individual debts between 126,000 people. That means that some of those people were claiming one or more, two or more payments that they shouldn't actually be getting. That's incredible. That debt averages at 3,000 euro, just over 3,000 euro per person of the 152,000 or the 126,000 people. So 126,000 people are averaging 3,000 euro more than they actually should be getting. Now, Social Protection Minister Regina Doherty said the achievements highlight the effectiveness of the new strategy employed by the department over the last 5 years, and many elements of this will be used for a new strategy, which is currently being finalised for the next 5 years. Now, I'm looking at the comments online. Now, remember what we're talking about here, okay? Nearly a half a billion euro of taxpayers' money given to people who weren't entitled to it. Now, some of the comments online that I looked at on the Journal, and it says, if you're getting a payment you're not entitled to, should you not be the one to report it rather than waiting to be caught or found out and then complain that you can't pay it back? It's not free money, and it's actually breaking the law to keep the money. But somebody else responded, well, do you think these people are wealthy? They might be able to pay an extra bill or buy a little bit of food with the extra money. It's not being dishonest. They're just very poor and struggling, and they need as much help as they can get. It's the department that's screwed up, not the people. So who do you blame? I mean, if you were getting overpaid, you know, you were getting a payment that you weren't entitled to. Somebody died and you're still getting a payment, or you got a job but you were still getting social welfare, because the two departments of revenue and welfare are not really connected for data reasons. I mean, many people are saying it's their job to find out they're paying you too much and not yours. So whose responsibility is when basically somebody is getting a payment they're not actually entitled to? Is it your responsibility or is it theirs? According to the people, going back 2 years ago when Leo was waffling on about snitching on people, they were saying it's the department's responsibility. And stop asking the citizens to snitch on each other or come clean. So whose responsibility is it? Is it the state's responsibility to figure out they're paying you too much? Or is it your responsibility to say, listen, lads, you're giving me 50 quid too much here. I'm not entitled to that. Yeah, can you take it back? Because I'm going to owe it to you in the end. So whose responsibility is it? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. It does seem, by the way, that this narrative that social welfare fraud is not widespread is nonsense, because it clearly is widespread when we look at these figures. Text 087-188-0008, or you can WhatsApp us. Whose responsibility is it? The state? Or is it your responsibility to tell them that you're being paid too much? And by the way, these are only the people they found out about. You could probably double that figure, if not treble it, when you figure out the amount of people who are claiming benefits in this country who are not actually entitled to it, but they were never actually caught. Let me go to Padraig first, if I can. Padraig, you're on Classic Hits.
Greetings, Niall, to our fellow patriots.
Greetings to your fellow patriots, Padraig. Well, Padraig, how much of a patriot are you? If you knew somebody was claiming something that they weren't actually entitled to, would you be on the phone?
Well, listen, Ireland used to be a land of saints and scholars. There's not many saints left, that's for sure.
No.
There's just basically Mayfainers, degenerates, and I'm all right, Jacks, and that's the way it's gone. And a lot of dishonest people out there. Some of this is possibly human error by the so-called agencies, Niall.
Mm-hmm.
But there could not be that discrepancy. So, look, if you register, I've got relatives over in the UK at the moment, and basically my aunt was telling me that if you report a death in the UK, all the agencies are automatically, it's an automated system, right across the board, or you don't have to do anything else, only register that debt. And all the agencies are told about it, and hence it's dealt with.
But I think, see, we have different data protection laws. And from what I remember, somebody explained this to me before. Let's say you're on the dole, right? And you get a job. Now, it's pretty obvious when you get a job, you're going to start paying taxes. Hence, you would imagine the dole would say, oh, he's paying taxes now. Once I have a job, we'll cut him off, right? But that's not the way it works, because the revenue and the Department of Social Welfare, for data protection reasons, as far as I know, are not connected. They can't share information. They're not allowed to. Now, I don't know if that's changed or not, but as far as I know, that still stands, which means you could be working, essentially, and still claiming the dole. And unless they physically catch you, you're not going to get caught.
So it's, I mean, the loopholes in the system are there for people to exploit them. And at the end of the day...
That's not a loophole. That's there to protect all of us. You know, data protection is there to give us some level of privacy.
If the relevant agencies are not coordinated and talking to each other, of course it's a loophole, and people are going to avail of that system. Now, it's the situation with people are not registering a debt here, mainly, I presume, for a pension... The father,
well, not necessarily. No, a lot of, we were talking about this today. Some of it may have been for a pension, but a lot of it would be, say, for example, an elderly person who gets a carer's allowance for their husband or wife, and that they pass on, they die, and then they don't report it to the department, and they're still getting the carer's allowance for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, well, like you said, I've said to you numerous other times now, Ireland is a welfare wonderland. It pays more to be dishonest in this country. The people like you and me and anybody else that goes out paying tax at a job, paying into the system, get treated worse than the people. And then every Christmas, once you have 12 months, like the long-term unemployed I'm talking about here now, who haven't worked for 20, 30, 40 years, and the government let these people away with murder, these people, and by the way, they're able-bodied, they're out Nixon every second day of the week, cash in hand, don't want to pay into the system. The relevant agency will not come down on these people like they should. And therefore now, like I said, people like you and me, we're the fools, we're the idiots that pay tax into the system so these people can have 3 or 4 holidays a year in the south of France or Spain or Las Vegas. I mean, who's the fool now?
Well, okay, I don't know how many are going to Las Vegas, but certainly, yes, people are going to
holiday. I've heard of some people.
Well, okay, but is it, so are you saying it's the department's responsibility to find these things out? Or is it the citizen's responsibility? Like, for example, you know, if going back to Leo Varadkar's, you know, campaign, if you knew of Mary down the road who was claiming for her husband's pension who had passed away 2 years ago, and you heard through the grapevine, oh, she's still getting his bleeding pension, would you actually report it?
I would, because it's technically like fraud. I mean, somebody that's out for work for a short period of time, now, a few weeks, months, 6 months, even a year, whatever, if there's recession on, that's understandable. As you know, there's we have full employment at the moment. There's no excuse for anybody able-bodied not to work. There's a lot of people out there that don't want to work. And the reason is because the benefit system in this country is crazy. And after, like I say, what country? We're the only country in the world now, after 12 months of being unemployed, they've reintroduced a bonus not to work. They give you money not to work. Think about it. People that work in jobs don't get a bonus, half of them. Mm-hmm. There is no political will here, Niall, to chase the Mayfainers, the fraudsters, the long-term unemployed, able-bodied people who are screwing the system. So who do you blame? It's the government.
Okay, well, say there for a second. By the way, Inga says, no, they are connected. You go to the tax office when you start a job and they notify the social, says Inga. Inga, I don't know how true that is. And now, maybe I could be completely wrong, but I remember many years ago, the social welfare weren't connected. Somebody else said, social welfare and PAYG do communicate with each other. However, you won't get cut off. Social welfare will send a letter to tell you that they can see that you're earning and can ask you to explain yourself. I know, for example, if you go to claim the social welfare and you haven't been claiming it before, they will ask you, well, how were you surviving if you were allegedly out of work for 2 or 3 years? You know, in other words, because they'll know that you haven't been paying any tax. So that's how they know that you have been working or haven't been working. But I'm not too sure exactly how they communicate, because I do remember there was a data issue and somebody told me before that they're not connected, but maybe they are. Okay, let me go to Dara. Dara, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing,
Dara? I know, how are you? I think it's absolutely grateful that people are claiming when somebody's died. It's such disrespect. It's like feeding, they're like parasites feeding off dead flesh. It's a total disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
I mind my mother. I was a carer before she died. And, you know, that was good because you saved $1,000 at least a week in nursing homes. But I loved her and I respected her. Now, I know after a death, you need maybe a fortnight to get your head together.
Yeah, of course. You've got a funeral and a bit of grieving to go on. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But I wouldn't expect that. But 2 years or, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. Or
20 years in one case.
Yeah, 20 years. That is such a disgrace. The thing is, you need to have harsher punishments for that kind of abuse. It's a total disrespect. See, the whole idea is social welfare is meant to be for those who are in need, genuine need. I mean,
I'm shocked that
Dublin,
15 million was paid out just in 1 year alone last year. 764 dead people were still getting paid.
It's disgraceful. And I mean, I'm living in Wicklow now, thank God. But I go to Dublin and I just, you know, I give to charity, but you're falling over people who are homeless. Obviously, the wrong people are getting the money. There are people who know the system. There are probably people entitled, if they, you know, for, you know, who might be serious alcoholics who need to get off alcohol and need treatment and that, who aren't getting it because the money's being wasted on these con people. And I honestly think that much, I know it's against our culture to report, but quite frankly, you know, this is such the ultimate disrespect.
But if it's small, and a lot of this could be small money, right? When I say small money, you know, there might be a case where somebody's getting, maybe a lone parent is getting an extra child by mistake and getting an extra 30 quid a week, right? Now, the person will know that. They know, well, look, I shouldn't be getting this, but I'll shut my mouth and say nothing, right?
Yeah.
And that might go on for 3 or 4 years, and then the department will go, well, hold on for a second. You've only produced 2 birth certs here, actually, not 3, so you owe us 7 grand.
Yeah.
I mean, is it the department's responsibility to find out, or do you have a responsibility to stand up and
people
say, listen, you're giving me too much money?
Responsibility. You know, people have his personal responsibility too. Yes, I mean, in a decent society, we have a proper society, and people, for whatever, you know, break their legs, things happen to people, and we help those people who are in real need. You know, I mean, the people who are hardworking, as the previous gentleman was saying, paying their taxes. But everybody knows that, you know, you could fall off or break a leg or whatever it is. If you're a roofer, you're not going to be doing much of roofing if you have broken legs. So we know there are genuine cases of people who can't do what they normally do because of life.
Circumstances, yeah, of course.
But I think that these people who abuse the system, they don't care. They're the very ones who complain about the government. I mean, the left kind of go on about, oh, there's no money for this, that, and the other. And not surprisingly, when people are abusing billions every year from fraud.
Well, this is just a half a billion that they know about. When you think about it, this is the ones that they figured out or they found out about through whatever sources, right? But imagine, if that's what they found out about, imagine what's there that they haven't found out about.
Yeah. I mean, even overseas, like, they're claiming things. I mean, we complain about the Children's Hospital, which is up to 2 billion now, and it was half a million. The whole thing is, this money, if it was built at the time when they're supposed to build it, that would say it's their penny wise, pound foolish. That's quite frankly it, or cent wise, euro foolish.
Mm. Okay, but do you ever just stay there, because I want to get to Eamon as well before the break. Eamon, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Eamon? Oh, sorry, Eamon, I didn't switch you on there. I do apologise, Eamon. Hold on. Sorry, Eamon, go ahead.
No, how's it going?
Eamon, you were saying in relation to what I said earlier on that they're not connected.
Absolutely not, no.
Okay, and how did you figure that out?
Well, a couple of years ago, my wife, she went on disability. She was diagnosed with a genetic form of arthritis, so she got the disability, and she was put on, I can't remember how much it was a week anyway. Mm-hmm. And I had a job, but it wasn't covering the bills, so I had to take up a second job.
Yeah.
And everything was above board. They had my P60. I was paying registered for tax and everything for both jobs. There was nothing cash in hand regardless. So I only assumed, you know, it's my biggest mistake.
That they would know about it.
That they would know about it. I was fully sure that by registering for tax that it was an automatic declaration. As you know, you have to declare all your incomes. But
yeah.
I just assumed the P60 was an automatic declaration. So that was fine. About 18 months passed. We'll say more. It was probably 2 years passed. And we got a letter in the post last April saying that we were being audited, and we did the audit. Everything, we thought everything was above board. We got a letter.
And who was auditing you, by the way? Department of Social Protection.
Department of Social Protection. Yeah.
Okay.
And we got a letter back in the post back in probably September that we owed them 18,000.
Oh no!
Yeah.
So when you took the second job and they were still paying that allowance for your wife, yeah, you assumed everything was above board.
I thought everything was above board.
Thought they had taken that into consideration. They must be connected. They know about us.
Yeah, because we could see with the way the payments was coming into her account.
Because that would be means tested, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was fluctuating a small bit. We just assumed that they were just trying to balance it or something like that. We didn't know. And we just
yeah, and I think, and I did say there are genuine cases of a misunderstanding where genuine mistakes are made, and that seems to be a very genuine mistake. You genuinely thought they took into consideration your new employment, where they clearly didn't. Well, that just goes to show you, they're not connected. So,
but the biggest problem, Niall, was when we were trying to contact them, we couldn't contact them. They have no email address. Every time we ring their number, no one will come online. It just ring out. The only way we could contact them is sending pen and paper letter. No,
so, by the way, how much did you owe again?
18,000.
18,000 euro, okay.
Yeah.
And so what was the, have they come to an arrangement with you? Or?
We've come to an arrangement, yeah. We just say we pay back weekly. They were going to deduct us. Like, I can't remember exactly how we...
Well, you can't be paying back too much because you just couldn't afford it, I suppose.
We just can't afford it, no. Like, I was kind of hoping there now, maybe in the next 18 months that I could give up one job and that we'd try and balance it out, like, but no, I have to stay on.
Well, this is the problem. If they've made a genuine mistake and you didn't realise it and they've been doing it for years and you get landed with a bill and you're on a payment, for example, of, say, some people, 195 quid, sure, how can you pay them back? A fiver a week or something, maybe?
Yeah, I think we're 20 a week or something like that, 25 a week.
And that's even probably a lot for you, is it?
I can't understand where, like, you know, once I went in, sent in my P60 for the second job, surely be to God, there should be a red light come on saying that this fella has a second income, you know, that they should automatically start lowering the rates. You know, it's so outdated, their system, it's beyond belief.
I mean, Padraig, you know? Are you still there? Oh, sorry. I know Dara's still there. Sorry, Dara. I mean, Dara, you listen to that story. Well, that sounds fairly genuine.
That's unfair, all right. I mean, in a case like that, it is unfair when they make a mistake of such a genuine guy who's doing two jobs that he has to pay back 18,000. I'd accept that that's definitely wrong. But in the other case...
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not... You know, there is an argument, and yeah. I'm not having a go with Eamon, but there is an argument that maybe Eamon and his missus should have known because it was means tested and he's earning more money that maybe he should report it, but not necessarily. So there is a bit of an argument.
I mean, system is complicated, but I do think that those who genuinely defraud it, I mean, all these things we want to do, if we want to make Ireland great again, we can't have people who are deliberately...
Is that like Donald Trump there now?
This is a genuine guy who's doing two jobs. And there should be some data protection besides. I do think there should be some connection between the various people. So people would have it's like a one-shop approach. Know where they stand.
Imagine the Department of Social Protection, when they're making his payment or assessing his payment for his missus, they should be able to type into a thing, Eamon's missus, and up comes how much income is coming into that household, and it's all... You'd imagine that it would be that easy, but I believe...
Yeah, they should be able to do it.
But there's a data protection issue, and this is the problem, you know?
See, the whole thing is, the world's getting so confusing that you can be... You think you're as honest as the day is long, and then you find out you're not because of the complications in the system, you know? I agree with you. And I think
red flags whatsoever. When it comes to my case, anyway, there was no red flags whatsoever. We assume...
Yeah.
Because when I first started doing the second job, her wages or her money was coming in and it was fluctuating up a small bit, so we were just assuming like that. Oh, they must know about it. It must be in their system, and we thought nothing else about it then. And we were just carrying on. To go on for nearly 2 years without anything happening.
That's very unfair,
What's happening there? I mean, like, surely be to God, there should have been something come up in their system saying this man is earning more.
Yeah, you would imagine so. I mean, and somebody mentions very quickly before I go in the break, the PAYE system is live now. If you are working two jobs, the correct amount of tax is taken at source. If you end up getting paid twice in 1 month, your second round of pay is automatically taxed at a higher rate now. In other words, the system is constantly updating its life. This system also syncs with the social welfare. So if you're on Job Seekers and they see a PAYE deduction, you were notified straight away. I had this misunderstanding with them in the last 12 months. So this person is saying that for PAYE and if you're on Job Seekers, maybe with Job Seekers it's slightly different, but obviously this wasn't a Job Seeker situation. This was a means test for an allowance. She was getting a disability allowance, so maybe that's slightly different. Maybe they're different departments or something like that. But he's right, Eamon is right, even if you do have a problem, and I've heard this from a lot of people, she can't even ring them. There's no one to talk to. You try ringing the phone number, it just rings out. You're left on hold for nearly an hour. There's nowhere to ring. Citizens' information, they're pretty much useless. They're just going to tell you what you're entitled to. They're not the ones who make the decisions. So you have to ring the Department of Social Protection and you can't actually talk to anybody. Paul, you're on Classic Kids. Go ahead, Paul.
Niall, how's it going? Just wonder when they're going to learn to say the teacher's name properly, Niall.
Varadkar.
Yes.
Why?
Not Varadkar. I mean, you're the man hosting a radio show. Should at least be able to speak English.
Hang on a second. When did I say Varadka?
You always say Varadka. You started out
maybe the R is just silent on the end or something.
No, because you started out saying Varad Kiss years ago.
Varad what?
You used to call him Leo Varad Kiss.
No, I never called him Varad Kiss. I might have been taking a piss out of him.
No, I'm not. No, you weren't.
Leo Varadkar.
How many words do you have?
Eight.
Yeah, and you can't even say the teacher's name properly.
Did you come on just to slag me?
I did, in a way, yeah.
So, whose responsibility is it?
Well,
or should I get Leo Varadkar on the case?
Well, Mr. Varadkar could probably do a better job than you could. At least he can say his own name. I don't know, I think the social welfare have to pull their socks up. I mean, they're a government. They're a government department. They should at least be able to do their jobs properly. And if they're overpaying people, well, I mean, okay, you have to pay the money back, but don't leave somebody in poverty just to get the money back.
It's a lot of money.
It is. It's ridiculous.
And some of it's bizarre. I mean, some of the payments, some of it is clearly the people's responsibility. People who know they're being overpaid.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, there's probably a lot of them out there who, unlike most of us, know how to work the system and how to claim for every single thing that they're probably not even entitled to.
I mean, I'm looking at, say, the final figure there, right? despite the write-off. At the end of December 2018, customer debt was valued at 474 million. That's nearly half a billion. In respect of 152,000 individual debts, right? Involving 126,000 people. So that means that we can only assume that another 26,000 of those people are claiming more than two payments they shouldn't be getting. Now, you'd know if you are getting a payment. If you were getting a payment you shouldn't be getting, you'd know about it.
Yeah, if you're getting money in, coming into your account or anything like that, that you should, you're not due, I'd bloody well know about it.
I mean, Eamon's situation before the break was slightly different because it was a means-tested payment and he was taking up another job and he didn't realise he was meant to have a deduction in that payment, right? So that was,
The only question I'd ask Eamon is when he got that second job, did he inform?
No, he didn't. Well,
Surely that's in a large way Eamon's responsibility.
You could argue if you know the system, and because his missus was getting a means tested payment and he's married to her, yes, he should inform them, but he was of the assumption that the departments are connected and it just didn't affect his payment.
Yeah. Well, I know up to a couple of years ago they weren't connected.
No, they weren't.
I
maybe if there's somebody out there who works at the department, I know it's difficult for them to come on the air, they're not allowed, but maybe you could text in and let me know, are they actually connected to the Department of Revenue and the Department of Social Protection? I think for data reasons, there's a lot of information that they're not allowed to share.
I don't know. It's bizarre. It's just like everything else in this country. It's run arseways.
But look at the dead people. 764 dead people were still being paid last year.
I wanted the day vote for Leo Varadkar.
Leo Varadkar. Yeah. I think it's the way you're hearing it, Paul. It might be this microphone.
Are you sure I'm deaf?
Stay there
a
second.
I'm going back to Dublin, Boylan. I can be outside your building in 2 hours.
I'll deal with you, Paul. Me and you in the ring.
Yeah, you need Helena to protect you.
I can tell you now, I know who'll be winning that one. Jerry. Jerry, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Jerry?
How are you doing? How's it going, bud?
Yeah, well, Paul admits that it is disgraceful and people have a responsibility. But, you know, the department needs to get their act together, obviously, as well. But people do have a personal responsibility to inform them if you're getting too much money.
Well, I think they do, but there's a lot of professional fraudsters out there that are, like, they're making their living, like, off the back of taxpayers. Like, I know I was unfortunately out of work myself and I had to go on the social and all that and I was feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
But there's people there that I know have never worked a day in their life. Like, it's supposed to be job seekers. You're supposed to be, like, I know when I was on it myself, I had to go in every 2 months and I had to bring in documents to prove where I was looking for jobs.
Yeah.
Like, there's people there that are, like, driving around in, when I used to go, when I'd be queuing up to sign on and there was people there dripping in gold and pulling up outside in brand new cars. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's people who are obviously taking too much money, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but, like, it's part of, like, a wider thing. Like, the job pass fiasco there recently.
Yeah.
Like, I was made go on the job pass to help me get a job while I was working part-time.
Yeah.
And, like, there was people, like, I went and I engaged with it and tried to make the use out of it, but there's people there that were laughing at the people that were teaching the classes.
Yeah,
there's people laughing at the majority of in the country. I know
somebody who was teaching in one of those classes where people would be sent, you know, to do a course or whatever it is by the Department of Social Protection. And he was saying, firstly, half them don't turn up. And he said, and out of that, half of the other half have no interest whatsoever. They don't want to be there. They're only there because the department sent them. And he said, you know, and they just go straight back on the dole after it.
Well, but how much money was wasted on that as well? I mean,
I can tell you now, he doesn't come cheap.
No. You know? No, I know, because they're professionals. That's their thing. But like you're saying about the half a billion, like that it solves the consultant problem and the nursing crisis. Build a hate more bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Bottom line then, who's if I'm on the dole or some sort of payment and... Yeah. I get a job or somebody dies, as the case with paying dead people, and I'm getting a payment that I know I shouldn't be getting. Is it my responsibility to tell them, or is it their responsibility to find out 2 years later?
It's a bit of both. It's the social contract.
Social contract is a good word for it then, isn't it? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, if it is a social contract, but then it's my responsibility to tell them, because the system depends on honesty, doesn't it?
It's dependent on them if they were doing their jobs correctly. That they should know that, okay, because I know from people people I know personally, has not to me, but people were overpaid that were like, that genuinely needed the payment. They were overpaid slightly.
Sorry.
And they weren't long going after them people for the money.
Yeah, sorry, Paul. Yeah, go on.
Sorry, Niall. It just brings to mind of a situation a couple of years ago where Moan Burton, now remember she made
it. Moan Burton,
yeah. Did somebody think of the children? what's it called? She did something that people, you know, they were getting paid into their bank accounts, and then she caught a load of people who weren't even in the bloody country, and they were flying in to get paid.
That was during the ash cloud thing, wasn't
it?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. So where the hell, like...
But she suggested at the time that people who weren't living in this country, who were claiming children's allowance for their children who weren't living in this country, you know, people say from Poland or whatever, Germany or whatever it happened to be in Europe, and they were claiming for three kids who didn't even live here. And that's legitimate. You can do that, by the way. It is legitimate. She was saying that should be stopped, but she was accused of being racist then.
I know, it's ridiculous.
The other thing she suggested was that young girls who got pregnant out of wedlock, so to speak, should have to say who the father of the baby is on the birth cert, you know, so they can go after the fathers for maintenance, so they can reduce the amount of lone parents they pay. And again, she was accused of discriminating against lone parents.
Well, they're not lone parents. They have to have sex with somebody.
Well, yes.
I mean, she didn't. It's not the immaculate second conception.
Well, yeah, but there are genuine circumstances of a parent who's been abandoned by a father, right?
Understandable.
Yeah, but there's also those, because I believe 20%, 25% of children nowadays born don't have a father's name in the birth cert, which is really, I think, is quite shocking.
To me, that's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, if they know who the father is, put the name down.
Yeah, but they won't put the name down because of the way the system works. It's easier not to put the name down because then they'll go after the father for maintenance rather than the department paying out the full payment. I think that's the way it works.
The typical way of things are done in this country. It's all hoodwink.
Yeah.
I mean, you started off with Bertie doing it. He learned from hot.
The nod and the wink.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little brown package under the table. Why do we get everything so wrong in this country? Look at the system in England. If you're given an appointment by the social welfare in England and you don't turn up, you won't get paid. There's no excuse. They just won't give you the money. You'll be sanctioned straight away.
And you know, in the UK as well, if you go on holidays and you're collecting a payment, your payment is stopped. You have to sign off.
Yeah.
You're not entitled to go on holidays. Once it's outside the country, you have to actually sign off the social welfare and then sign back on again as if you're a new claimant when you come back.
But that's just...
It kind of makes sense in some way. It seems a bit harsh, but the whole idea of a social welfare payment is, according to the rules, you must be available for work. Now, if you're off, you know, having the ball of a time in Mallorca, well, you're not available for work, are you? Okay, keep texting. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Barbara. Barbara, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Barbara?
Hi, how are things?
Barbara, whose responsibility is it when, you know, either somebody dies or you're not due a payment anymore, but you're still getting it? Whose responsibility is it to find out?
Well, in my mother's case, I would blame the social welfare for it.
Okay.
And to answer a question earlier on, the revenue does not communicate with social welfare. And I can tell you that 100%.
How did you figure that one out?
Because, I tell you why, 3 years ago, my mother, at 84... got a letter from social welfare stating that she owes €175,500.
Oh my God.
Yes. Now, I'll cut her free.
Nearly €200,000 at 84 years of age. Where was she going to get that from?
Wait, I tell you. Years and years ago, Dad had an accident and they bought a second home. Fine. And they let it out there for about 10 years ago. We all lived in it when we were growing up. And about 12 years ago, we all grew up, got married. So she let it out. The house out. Now she went through, she pays her taxes every year on it. It's with social welfare because the clients or the tenants pay the HAP scheme.
Right.
And all that. So it's all there. So basically what they tried to tell her in 96, when she turned 66 and she did all her pension, they gave her a full pension and gave Dad a full pension. Well, he was on disability because of the accident. But they say, even though a man paid tax on the house, to try to get her for fraud at 84 years of age.
But when they say fraud, that means that she was intentionally doing something. What were they trying to insinuate? So what were they insinuating she intentionally did?
That she shouldn't have been on a full pension. she's only supposed to be on the contributory pension.
Right, which is a few quid, yeah.
Yeah, even though she worked, and I was born, say, 65, so she worked right up until I was born.
But the problem was the two departments of revenue who would have known that she was getting this money didn't communicate with the Department of Social Welfare.
Exactly. But yeah, Social Welfare, for 50, we fought this, but obviously she had to pay. For 12 years, Social Welfare knew that Mam had the house because they paid the haps for the tenants that are in it. They gave the money.
So both departments knew, revenue and social welfare, yet they were still overpaying her.
Yes. Now, she didn't know that. Now, all she was worried about that she was going to go to jail at 84 years of age.
Oh, my, yeah, that must have been a terrible worry for her.
Oh, well, do you know what I mean?
And for yous as well.
Oh, yeah. Now, we went in and fought.
And how much did they work out the overpayment per week? How much was it worked out at?
It was 112, I think it was, a week.
Right.
But now, she has her own accountant. She... like, as I said, paid all her taxes on the house, the revenue she made every year, all above board, we proved all that. So what we did in the end was, if she was getting 200 and, say, 12 euro, I can't remember the amount, for her full pension, she should have only been getting 112 euro at the time.
Because she had an income.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had to calculate everything out. So in the end up, she owed, anyway, after calculating everything, she still had to pay 87,000.
Was there any penalties and fines put onto it?
No.
No, okay, because sometimes...
They proved that it wasn't fraud, do you know what I mean?
Okay, if it's fraud, they'll put a penalty and a fine onto it. So how? So what was the upshot then? What did she have to pay back? The whole lot?
Oh, yeah.
And how did she pay it?
It's going to come out of the house.
Right, so it'll come out of the house. So it's gone, basically, as a judgment on the house.
Exactly, yeah.
So when the house is sold,
they get
their money back. Cover. Right, yeah. Okay.
Well, so you blame the two of them. They didn't communicate. And I know that's what, when you said that question, they don't communicate. Because we asked that, we kind of had
what the solicitors will say is that ignorance is not an excuse to break the law. Now, I'm not having a go at your mother, by the way, right? But they'll say that maybe she should have known this. You know what I mean? That's what they'll argue.
Yeah, but at that time, she remembers, when she went for a pension, a guy came out to the house from the Department of Social Welfare at the time they did that, and he was actually from Kilbarrick, this guy, and he ticked up all the boxes and the whole lot.
And everything was fine.
And everything was fine.
Yeah, so the point you're making is that if there was a mistake that was genuine on both sides, that it should have been spotted earlier so she wouldn't be landed with a massive bill.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, I understand the point you're making, yeah.
It took years for it, but look, so yeah, the point is, revenue should communicate with social welfare.
In your case, because they were paying out a HAP scheme for the house that they were paying her social welfare on, the social welfare should be communicating with the social welfare. Their own two departments should be communicating.
Well, there you go. Yeah. There you go.
All right, listen, thanks for that, Barbara. Interesting story. It just goes to show you how very easily we can rack up a bill of 540 million the social welfare have paid out in overpayments, and they're basically owed by people.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.